KADCW.
KC8MXG. Monitoring.
KC8MXG, as you call us. This is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. And 6WY in Shelby Township on Statewide 1.
If you could assist me a moment or two, I'd appreciate it. I'm about to change antennas. I just hooked one to the hood of my car, and I want to see how that's going to work. I'm planning on taking a trip north, and I'd like to see if how it's going to be hitting the repeaters.
Sure, go ahead. I'm listening to you now. I don't have much time. I'm going to do some work here, but I'll take 5 minutes or so to listen. Go ahead. If you said something then, I didn't get it. I saw your call come on the screen, and that's it. KC8MXG, this is N6WY. I cannot tell the difference from when you first called to right now. So it sounds the same to me. Anytime, when I'm idle here setting up a computer, I'm glad to help out people. KC8MXG, this is November 6th. Whiskey Yankee.
WAPD.
WAPD, WA Palace, how's it going?
Good, what's up? Just playing around here a little bit.
Not today, I was driving back from downtown. So the HT in the car probably isn't going to get the best signal.
Try it again. Sorry, I lost you. Okay, could be at my end, too. Talk later. WAB. WAB.
K8BCW. WAB.
KF8. KF8ATC. I know copy, Jack. KF8DRC. This is KF8ATC. They're clear and monitoring.
Hey, BCW.
Hey, it's LAX Statewide 1 on the Lincoln Lynch repeater.
KF8FQN.
KF8FQN, this is NAWRO, Tim in Richmond. Is that Wyatt?
This is KF8FQN. Has it out. Is it DMR?
Yeah, I can hear that it's you, Wyatt. I'm not sure if you got the settings right, but so far, so good. I noticed the little photo that Tom shared with us. You have a little new bobblehead there. Back over to you.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I got Sean Bobblehead now. I'm going to travel with him all the way to Utah, Colorado, Las Vegas, and stuff. So I guess my settings aren't right. Did you display my call sign and stuff? Or, like, what do you think that's wrong?
Your talk group. Well, how are you coming in? Are you coming in straight to, what tower are you using up there? Burnside, I think it is?
Yeah, I'm on Burnside.
Okay, so in the last tour dashboard, you know where that's at, I think. You take a look at it. Your talk group is dropping in as your radio ID. It should be 5-1. And I think that might mean that you might have talker alias on, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, okay, Roger. All right. Kuzo gave me what was like the computers and the programming table, so I'll figure that out. I just wanted to see on here. So this is my first ever.
Yeah, I kind of figured it might have been the first DMR contact for you. I saw your call sign. I heard you. So I'm just a little south of where Tom lives. I'm in Richmond, so that's North Macomb County. And on a good night, I can switch over to Burnside, and I can hit it. You have to use full power but with the base station. But, yeah, normally we're just down here on the MTC repeater, the Mount Clemens DMR repeater for Central Michigan. But, yeah, good deal. Wyatt, welcome to this club as well. You're going to get a T-shirt for this, hypothetically speaking, of course.
Yeah, so how am I hitting from Burnside?
Yeah, your RSSI is good. Let me see if I can find it. Huh, 5-1. You must be relatively to that repeater. Do you know where the last heard page is? Because if not, you should probably write the URL down, and you can go there and take a look at it yourself. It helps to diagnose.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Again, I'm really new to the...
Hey, Dean, I got you in there. I'll send it to you next. Wyatt, prepared a copy. Just go to the mi5.cc, mi5.charliecharlie, and at the top margin, you'll see a DMR on the ribbon. The drop-down from the DMR will be last heard page. See if you can navigate to that, and I'll turn it over to Dean, and Dean then turn it over to Wyatt.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. I'm currently in Montrose testing my roaming. I'm on the James Township repeater. Just wanted to hop in there because I can hear you guys, and looks like I've got my roaming settings working properly. So I'll send it over to Wyatt. I'm just going to sit here and monitor for the time being. I just wanted to come out there. Thank you. Wyatt, over to you. This is KV8LAX.
Hey, I need to go with you. I'm interfering with the KAFDI network. I'm right now hearing my DMR packets going over. So, 730 to you guys, and this is KF8FUN, clear. On it over to Tim.
Copy your last white. You have a good one. You're probably not interfering, but it does cause your radio to still FM to key up, but... in any event, I know that was your last. Sounds good. Dean, your signal is really good on James Township. See what you got. 113 RSSI, and you're in there solid, too. So safe travels. I know what you're doing tonight. You got a lot of work ahead of you. Go ahead, Dean.
Okay, with this, I have some visual settings that were kind of messed up. Like when it would roam, it wouldn't tell me the time.
Copy your last, Dean. I'll be clear. Safe travels. NAWRO. Clear, but listening.
NAWRO from NAHAP.
NAWRO, you over here, Joe?
Yeah, I tried calling you a few times on 441, and I'm assuming you didn't hear me, and then those guys were on the other repeater, so I didn't want to interrupt them. I figured you'd be over here.
Yeah, that worked out. I did call out twice myself. Did you hear me? I didn't hear you. You're correct. And I called out twice myself. On even the second time I did high power, so I assume you didn't hear either, right?
Oh, I did not hear either. I didn't hear anything. I'm going to double-check my settings again. I think I heard you talking a couple weeks ago. I don't know who you were. I think maybe it was Wally. And I could hear you both talking. I think it was on the way to the meeting or something. But I know I was receiving you for sure. I don't know where you were at when that was happening.
All right. Copy your last. We'll just keep on doing it. I got to put that in. No, I have the Simplex already in my Kinect system, HT. So next time, you know, if it comes to it, if we, you know, we can do it even at the meeting, just like after the meeting in the lot, just to make sure the settings are right, you know, so we distance isn't a thing. And then item two, do you have the that VRO in your code plug? Because we could try that right now as well.
VRO in the code plug. Yeah, I wouldn't QSY over that one real quick. That'd be great.
Copy that. Let's do it. QSY, N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-H-A-P. Yeah, if I don't hear you, I'll come back over here in a couple minutes and we'll reconnect. N-A-H-A-P, clear.
Agreed. N-A-W-R-O. N-A-H-A-P, N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O from N-A-H-A-P. You there, Tim?
Yeah, copy that. We're betting 1,000. Or not betting 1,000, I guess.
Yeah, this is making me feel pretty self-conscious about my radio programming skills. I didn't hear a thing. I don't know if you heard me and didn't get back or what, but I didn't hear anything but crickets.
Yeah, I'm wondering if something changed. I'm on that Brandmeister page they have. So, yeah, but I guess we shouldn't talk about it here. So, well, let's just reconvene. We'll figure it out. Something's wrong, though. And it could also be on my side on this one, too. So, we'll reconvene another time. How about that?
That'll work. I will double-check my settings and whatnot. And, yeah, that's fine. We'll talk about it another time. I appreciate your time. Give me a hand with it tonight, though. This was NHAP. I will be clear after your final.
Anytime, Joe. N-A-W-R-O, I'll be clear as well.
KF8SQN, is anybody listening?
I hear you, Wyatt. No? Got a little bit of that noise getting into my radio now, like you were describing earlier. W8FU, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just showing my dad the DMR radio that Tom gave me.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Tom and I were just talking. He's going to have to program your node frequency into it. And I've got that almost done. So I'll try to get that to one of the folks that live up your way and see if they can deliver it. But, your dad was in an earshot. Tell him he's got one sharp kid there. Pretty smart. Same age as my grandson.
My dad said thank you, and I really appreciate it as well. Thank you guys for doing all this. Again, I really appreciate it. Here, Tom and I just, he stopped over, and I think, he obviously kind of would have guessed. He programmed the radio for me and let me borrow his computer and stuff.
There you go. So I think you're on Burnside. I think that's where I heard. I'm on the Detroit computer. And you're coming in Burnside really, really well. So good deal. Okay, I'm going to get back to it. I'm actually working on your node, just putting in finishing touches on it. So I'd like to hopefully get this done. But the guys are all suggesting, oh, put this on it, do this, and do that. So we're trying to make sure it's got all the stuff to make it as easy as possible for you to start off. So I'm going to get back to that. KF8FQN from WAFU.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Again, I appreciate you guys a lot, and you have a good night. I'm 7-3 to you. This is KF8FQN, clear for now.
How are you? Hey, Michael.
Well, where are you at now, Dean? You getting close to being home, or still not so?
Not 100%. We just left where he was, Mount Pleasant. We're probably only about 15-20 down from the casino. And strangely enough, the roaming showed up as Mount Clement, so I'm assuming there's got to be a machine around here that shares the same frequency.
Yep, you copy that right. It's in Midland. I think it's Midland. Yeah, Midland 443.95, which, of course, is the same as a Clem. So if you're coming down, you should get back to James Township soon, I think.
Copy that. I'm heading eastbound on M20 coming into Midland.
Yeah, that's correct. Midland, and let me check your signal. Yeah, good signal. Yeah, good signal, 90.
I have to say, I really do love this system. I really do. I don't even know what to say. Now that I got the roaming working right, little finicky. I think I need to change how long it waits to look for repeaters. But other than a couple tweaks like that, it's working top notch. So I'm super happy with that. I'm currently driving to the U-Haul as we speak. So that's fun. But at least this late in the evening, there's not a whole lot of traffic.
Yes, sir. Copy your last. 100% clear signal. Well, at least you're on the night shift, so you can deal with it. It's always nice that, you know, to use that ability, even off-duty sometimes, to do what you're doing, doing a solid, what you're doing there. Yeah, you got a few hours ahead of you, that's for sure, right?
Yeah, we're moving them back to Macomb County. He's going to be at in between Jefferson and Greater Mag, in between 12 to 13. So we're moving him over there. Hey, he'll be much closer to his kid. I helped him I think a year ago move up here. So, but he's hoping that he'll get an opening for security forces in the Air Force. He's hoping there'll be an opening at Selfridge soon so he doesn't have to go to the west side of the state, but at least he doesn't have to drive 2 hours to see his kid.
NAWRO. Yeah, that's a good thing. Closer to family, and with the new mission over there, you would think you'd be able to get something. I think it's going to be more or less all hands on deck, so... Yeah, wish him luck in that regard.
Yeah, copy that. I don't think it'll be too crazy for him because he's security forces. So, and he's on National Guard orders right now. So we'll see how it goes. But he thinks for that reason something's going to open up for him.
Yeah, we're talking about Selfridge. You probably heard through the Discord page that the air show is canceled for this year. So, according to the commanding general, they're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, copy that. Him and I were talking about that, and due to heightened levels of potential threats, they don't want any Joe Schmo getting up on the base. So that makes perfect sense to me.
Yes, indeed. Under the circumstances, it's better to be safe in that regard. Years ago, that train used to go inside to the base, but I don't think that little Michigan Transit train, I'm not sure. I don't think it goes in the base. It probably is not going in the base now. But, yeah, it was quite some time ago, but when the kids were little, we used to partake in that little Michigan Transit train. So, kind of fun.
Yeah, I know the tracks are still there. They don't go all the way around the base anymore, though, so they probably they probably don't use the train anymore for that respect, but where it comes through at Joy Road, that particular section is still there, and technically some of the offloading depots are still there on that side of the base. They dug the tracks up by the Chesterfield side of the base.
Yeah, I might have to check that out again this summer if the grandkids visit for something to do. Tom, KCAO and I were talking about it, and I think he said it's still running from the Mount Clemens Depot, and it must head in that direction, but yeah, it doesn't go on the base, so I assume it goes forward and then probably just reverses. But, boy, I haven't been on that in a long time, but I think it still exists, but I don't know. I'll have to check it out.
I copy that. I'd have to actually look. I was on Google Maps actually just the other day, and I was tracing the tracks around. So I'm pretty sure before you get up to the fuel station off of the Chesterfield Gate, I believe they're dug up over there. But on the west side of the base, those tracks are all still in existence.
I tell you, Gene, it's been quite a number of years since I've been over in that area on the base, but not that long ago. Well, I guess it is now. We used to, let's just say in my old workplace, 13 stories high, we used to be able to sit outdoors on the roof and watch the air show from there, which is really not that far away. And it was kind of a good view because, of course, the planes were quite low.
Yeah, we our old shop used to be on Continental Drive, right down the street from the Chesterfield Police Station, and right in line with 01. When the Thunderbirds would come through, they'd fly really low, and so we'd get on top of the building, and that was an absolute blast.
Yeah, there's the one in Selfridge there. That was fun. And then my son and I used to go to the one in, I think it's Willow Run Airport. And it was, I can't think of the name of the show. I think they had an accident there last year, year before. But Michigan something. But, yeah, it was, they not only did an air show too, but they had military reenactments too. That was a, I've been there for quite a few years, but when we were going, it was a really big event. I do enjoy those kind of shows. But the little kids, though, you definitely have to bring the hearing protection. Those planes are so loud.
Yeah, for sure. You are correct. It is Willow Run. The one, I've never done Willow Run, but the one I really want to do is Oshkosh. I really want to go there.
Yeah, that's the biggie. I'm not sure if I ever mentioned it, but my son Ben is trained as a pilot. He trained in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan, and he did his solo up to the UP and landed at the UP, spent the night, and then turned around and came back. And then after he graduated, he was a jump pilot for a while. Now he's over in the West Coast there in he's just in a software company doing flight training. So not an active pilot anymore, but his pilot training got him where he's at. So it was pretty interesting there for a while.
Yeah, I follow a guy online. I think his thing's called Wearworthy. And he's been building these kit aircraft. And some of the stuff he builds, I mean, They're more complex and technological than some of the stuff that you buy. It's truly amazing.
NAWRO. Yeah, no doubt. I believe that to be true. It was interesting, the planes that Western Michigan bought, they had a whole fleet of I think you pronounce it Cirrus planes, and to my knowledge they're the only planes that have a parachute on the plane. So if something happened, in theory, you can deploy the parachute and the whole plane comes down.
Yeah, the Cirrus is really cool. Yes, it does have the parachute, but the Cirrus also has a emergency recovery where you can push a button in the back. And even if your pilot passes out as a passenger at the rear, you can push a button and it'll automatically find the most suitable airport. It'll handle all of the radio communications transponder. It'll lower the gear and land the aircraft.
All right. When we win the lotto for the Air PSC division, we'll have the Air division. We need about four or five of those planes, I think. That'd be cool. That is awesome.
Yeah, I play Flight Sim on my Xbox, and I tested that flight simulator, and it works in the simulator, too. It's really cool watching when you activate it, how everything works, how it calculates it, comes up with, it calculates your weather, your fuel, everything. It's a really cool feature, and I think it's one of the only aircraft that has, like, an emergency return to ground feature.
All right, well, that little bit of news there is news to me, so I'm going to have to talk to my son about that. That's real interesting that could indeed beat the parachute idea, although I did see a couple of those actually deployed where the plane came down. But, of course, as it's coming down, you don't have any control of where it's going to go. I mean, you know, that may not be helpful unless you have an open field. I mean, it kind of looks like the Apollo capsule coming down, but there is no way to aim it. So, you know, you could hit a building, you could hit anything.
That's correct, but I do believe, and I would have to research this, but I do believe that the system, I don't know about terrain, but the system slows the aircraft down and pitches the nose up, basically almost puts the aircraft into a stall, and then deploys. And if you have anything, even if you're over a road, granted, you know, you're still going to feel the impact, but it really sets that thing down nice in comparison to if you were just falling out of the sky.
Well, what you're describing there, Dean, it sounds just like a video I saw, and I did share it with my son. It was a student pilot. It was in Michigan, too. I didn't realize that. But she was a student pilot. She was on her third solo, and she took off with, I'm not sure what kind of a plane it was, but it was a tricycle plane with the front nose gear. And as she pulled up off the tarmac, tower called her and said, your entire front landing gear is still on the runway. And she got a little concerned, and so she did a go-around. And luckily there was a training pilot right there, and he talked her down, and she did a great job. And same thing, you flare it so that you land on the main gear, but you keep that nose pointed up, and until the very last minute, and it drops down on the center line. And, of course, it makes a shrieking noise. But, you know, she did it good, and it was a good outcome.
K-E-A-L-A-S. Yeah, my grandfather was a Navy pilot, and he always said, a landing you can walk away from is a good one. And I think I know what video you're talking about. I think that was a twin engine, was it not?
It may have been, but I know my son, Ben told me that the video was actually computer generated, but it was about a real incident, and so it did happen, and it did happen in Michigan. But yeah, it was. They did have some real photos. He sent me a link to the real event when it was reported on the local newscast. And she got right smack on the center line, and the stock of the front landing gear where the wheel was just finally dropped down right on the center line and made a gouge in the runway. And so she just followed instructions from that instructor real close. She did a good job on that, and she certainly did walk away. At the end, it kind of tipped over, nose down, and, you know, it's obviously a little scary for her, but again, she walked away, no injuries at all.
Yeah, like I say, any landing you can walk away from is a good one, especially in a emergency situation like that. But I'm gonna say something for Ethan and get concentrating up the road. This big U-Haul is not like 65, 70, so I'm fighting to keep it center of the road. But what do you expect? These people rent them and they drive them like they stole them. So. But I'm gonna say something for Ethan. I appreciate you coming back to me, and I'll have the radio on. This is KD LAX. I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that, Dean. You guys have safe travels tonight. I'll be turning the radios off momentarily. Calling it a night for myself. NAWRO. I'll be clear. Have a good one, Dean.
You too, Tim. Have a good night. This is KD LAX. I'll be clear. And monitor.